This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Can I get radio nerdy on people?
Do it.
So yesterday, a lot of people won't care about this, but I care, so I'm going to share it. We had our survey results come out for Geraldton. So basically, they do this once every 3 years. They call up a bunch of Geraldton listeners and ask them what radio stations they're listening to. And through that, they get these stats and figures, release it onto a page, and then we find out if we're keeping our jobs or not.
Yeah, essentially. And we were so overwhelmed yesterday because we had some very great results. Now, we love Geraldton. We love
Absolutely.
You guys.
Producer Shelby's from Geraldton.
And maybe that's what helped because
I like to believe it is.
We had very successful results, so much so that we were even shocked.
Correct. So I've been fortunate enough to be working for this radio station when the last Geraldton survey happened, which means that the time between then and the time between now means it's all my fault because I've been here the whole time. So whether it was good or whether it was bad, it was a reflection on us, but I would have taken it really personally. And luckily, they ended up being good. So just to give you some numbers, we went up 8.6 points, which makes us the number one breakfast show now in Geraldton, the number one station in Geraldton. And it's because of people who are listening right now, you guys.
And it was a high percentage of people listening.
Absolutely. 33.4%, according to these stats, are listening to us. So basically, one in three people in Geraldton listen to our breakfast show, listen to our crap every morning.
God, that makes me feel self-conscious.
It makes sense. You know, like when we walk down the street, everyone's already really kind to us in Geraldton, you know, versus some other towns. We get booed and shunned out.
No, everyone's really lovely to us.
So my point of bringing it all up is just a quick thank you. Obviously, these numbers help us keep our job, but more importantly, it helps us justify us heading out to towns like Geraldton. You know, last year, we went and did an RSPCA fundraiser. Mm. We had a few towns to choose from, and we were like, no, we want to do it in Geraldton. We want to give some love back to Gero, and it's good that the love goes both ways.
Yeah, so. And we get a huge bonus from it too.
Absolutely.
We do not.
I love the idea of it. But no.
We should have pitched that. No, because then it could have been risky because it went the other way.
Can I real talk right now while I'm getting even realer? I did have a survey bonus in my original contract when I used to work for Triple M.
Really?
Because we only had one survey in that market.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, it was a decent amount of cash.
Was it?
I'm going to show you my hand. This is in the thousands.
No.
Yeah.
If oh my I'd God, won I it. Could do
if
with
I,
that
if
cash.
If I had won it. Now, oh, I didn't win it. However, I still got this.
What?
I know.
Oh, God, I could really use that cash right now.
To be honest, I'd be happy with this.
Do you know what? I'd be happy with this. Dollars.
Yep. Oh, two. but in all seriousness, thank you so much, Geraldton. You guys are so awesome to us, and we love being in Geraldton. That's why we try to get there every chance we can. We've already been there once this year. I don't know if we'll have a chance to sneak again this year, but we love you, and it's good to see it goes two ways, like I said. So thank you, Geraldton. Thank you for giving us love. And yeah, we'll give it right back to you. So, mwah, 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 mwah. We should probably do Alpha Bucks, right?
Yeah, let's do
give
it.
Give a letter and an answer. Are you good at padding? Because I have not got it up yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll pad. Hello.
No, keep it up.
This is why we're number one in Geraldton, my padding skills.
It's the padding skills.
It really is.
People think they're coming here for the music, but no, you silly fools. All right, so your letter for Thursday, our last day this week we're doing Alpha Bucks, by the way, because of the long weekend, is D for dinosaur.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to give you this one because you don't have a hope in hell of getting it.
Yeah.
Starting with D, name me a sci-fi TV show.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Not a TV show. It's a movie.
Yeah. No, I think they've made Oh, is that a movie?
It's a movie. And that's not the full title of the movie either.
Is it not?
I don't think
so. I mean, I could be wrong here because I really...
Here, I'm looking for Doctor Who.
Oh, that's a pretty popular one, isn't it?
Correct. Or Dark Matter.
Oh.
So there's some options for you.
Oh, wait.
I would have gone Dark Angel as well. Jessica Alba, when she first started in that.
Oh, yeah. Was that what made her famous?
It's what kicked off her career, absolutely. God, I had a huge crush on her, real talk.
Oh, Jessica Alba. And also, she's aging backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Here we go.
Three seasons was produced in 1983.
Oh, I forgot
you. TV show.
I forgot you were watching that in your teens. 1983.
Got her beauty. Okay. No. So we could technically take Dungeons and Dragons.
Sure. I mean.
Oh, is it a cartoon? Interesting choice.
I would say Doctor Who because it's quicker to say.
1983 to 1985.
Yeah. You were watching that. When it was going live to air.
I wasn't even here for
sure,
it.
Sure, mate.
I wasn't here for it.
Sure, mate. You're not here for it now either. Enjoy the podcast.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
The Fame Game.
And today's is all around this show.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Ooh, ah.
Sorry, what?
Every time I watch it, been watching it for years and years, every time without fail it comes on, I have to do the ooh, ah. Okay. Drives Russell wild.
Rather you didn't.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's not what this is on, Alan.
Okay. Wait, it's not I'm a Celebrity.
No, it's not
intro.
On me doing ooh, ah.
Okay, good.
Now, Alan, today I am testing you on I'm a Celeb. So how this is going to work is I'm going to list three celebrities.
Okay.
One of them hasn't appeared on I'm a Celebrity, and you have to tell me which one hasn't, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, let's kick it off with the first round. Believe in yourself.
No, I don't.
Alan?
Okay, I do.
Good. Now, we've got Shannon Noll.
Okay, he was definitely on it, surely.
We've got Constantino.
Yep, he was on it. I remember that.
And we've got Guy Sebastian.
He was not on it. Guy Sebastian, lock it in.
You're bloody nuts!
Because I remember Constantino looked weird outside of, like, his magician outfit. It really, like, scarred me.
Guy Sebastian is a prissy boy. He ain't going in the jungle.
Man, Anthony Clear went on it.
Anthony Clear's got more street cred than Guy Sebastian.
Oh, I think it's pretty even, if I'm being honest.
All right, let's go to a sports round, Alan. This might help you out.
I'm already killing it.
All right. Bernard Tomic?
Yep. He left very early on, controversially. I remember that.
Shane Warne?
Oh, I don't know.
And Warwick Kappa.
He does everything. Surely he was on it. I'm going to go Shane Warne.
No, and I could not. This shocked me. It shocked me. Warwick Kappa has never been on I'm a Celebrity.
Wow, he does everything.
He goes to the opening of an envelope. I could not believe that.
Wow.
Apparently Warney was on the show. Remember he got special privileges? Like he was the only celebrity to ever be allowed to have smoke breaks on the show.
That's right. Yeah, I do vaguely remember that. I thought that was with Big Brother or something. Yeah, that's funny.
Now, this is the Redeemer, Alan.
Okay.
There is a lot riding on this. Your reputation, your legacy for your unborn child.
I don't think that's true. Is this the last one we're doing?
No. Let's put a pretty bow on it, okay? Now, I think this is an easy one for you because it's comedians.
Okay.
Peter Rosethorn? Is that how you say his name?
Yep, he was on
it. I always get it wrong.
Yep.
WA's own. Dave Hughes?
Oh, I don't think so.
And Joel Creasy?
Definitely. He was on it. I remember he made it to the top. Like, he was in the final three. Yeah, I think Dave Hughes was never on it. Never on the jungle!
Your unborn child is so proud of you!
And that's it, right? That's it?
That's it. You've done it. Thank goodness. Woo! This segment is just going from strength to strength. So glad we have it.
Respectfully disagree.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly, and I cannot wait for this.
10 of us go into this challenge, and only one of us will be the winner.
We have to survive completely unaided.
I know how tough it's going to be.
Oh, I've just got these pains in my chest. Somebody help me!
He's not answering the phone.
Oh, my God. Alone Season 2. We're so close to seeing it. And chatting to us right now is the Alone Executive Producer, Rima Dar. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Alan and Carly.
My God. Watching that trailer, it looks like it's going to be the most hectic season yet.
I mean, it's pretty quiet. That's pretty tame and, you know, pretty
A man is having a heart attack at the end of the clip. What is happening?
I also thought, is this the first time someone actually dies during filming?
You'll have to wait and see.
I'm going to take from your laugh that potentially no.
I'm probably laughing a bit too hard for that to have been anything, but no, no one dies.
Okay.
Look, it's the most surprising, unpredictable series. It's nothing like season one, and not because of anything we did, just because of the way it's turned out.
So people who aren't aware of the concept, basically people get dropped in the middle of nowhere and they have to live for as long as they can alone. There's no one there to help them. If they run into medical problems, there is a team on standby, but they're not that close and they just have to do it alone. I'm not signing up for it, Carly.
Absolutely not.
Rima,
how long do you think you'd last?
Not even a day.
To be honest, you could put me in the middle of like a shopping center and for a whole day, I'd freak out towards the end. Not going to lie.
We should give had a go.
Mate, there's my pitch.
Rima, your job would be incredibly stressful doing a show like this because you oversee everything and the buck kind of stops with you. Now, in our job, we do a fair few risk assessments. And when things are deemed a little too risky, essentially a piece of paper comes out going, do so at your own risk. Do you have to hand out a lot of those papers?
Yeah, how thick is it?
Yeah, that one sheet of paper that says do so at your own risk is about 28 pages long for this show.
It's, wow.
The risk is real. That's the question I get asked the most. Is it real? And it is. It's, the risk is there for us. The risk is there for them. The risk is there for SBS. The risk is there that we don't even get a show, you know. We're entrusting them with the cameras. So all of the dangers are very real. And I think that's what makes us sit on the edge of our seats and watch this show. It's the most thrilling hypothetical lived out in, right in front of our eyes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to casting, I imagine you have a lot to do with that as well. Do you form a bit of a personal connection with all these people before you say sayonara and send them into the wilderness?
Big time. We spend so much time getting to know them beforehand, as you can imagine. Like, with all that risk, you have to make sure that you've got the right people. There's a lot of relationship building over a course of months. It's not a quick thing.
Yeah.
So you know them so well, and you have to. They have to trust you, and we have to trust them. So it's like sending your children out into the wilderness by the time they step off that boat.
God.
Now, have you seen every season of the American version of this? Because they are wild over there.
Absolutely. I was a super fan way before I was able to work on this show, so it was a real privilege to be able to do this. But look, we don't have the Heber factor with our series. Our bears come in the form of smaller insects that are really irritating or dangerous.
You mentioned before about, like, you know, that it is in the hands of the people who are out there. Also, like, even the filming aspect, they turn their own cameras on and all that sort of stuff. Have they ever missed anything that you have been going, oh my God, like, why?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, like, you've got to imagine that some of them come to this show with the same skill level of, you know, your parents. If you've ever tried to teach your parents how to turn an iPhone on and use it, it's that level. You know, it's 3.5 days of really getting to know how to use the equipment. So you can imagine there are some misses, but luckily the audio is still recording. So sometimes you'll see things on the show where you won't see the actual footage, but you'll hear what's going on.
Well, I can't wait for it. New Zealand, the South Island in particular, is hectic when it comes to weather. Airs tonight. Cannot wait for it. SBS, and of course, catch up on SBS On Demand. Rima, I'm excited for it. And if you ever need someone to cast for season 3, find someone else, because I'm busy.
I'm coming for you both.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
On 131060, we need your help, Carly.
Yeah, we need to write up an ingredients list. So we've launched the sauce.
Kind of.
With no sauce.
Yeah.
So we've got Shay from Gods of Sauces behind us, ready to literally pour ingredients into a pot and create this amazing breakfast sauce. But that email is still pending because we want to hear from you guys. We want this to be the people's sauce.
Because he's got already so many amazing sauces. We were just talking a little bit about them yesterday. There are so many good ones he does. But we don't want a standard one that he's already doing. We want something different. Well, the title's there. It's Alan and Carly's Breakfast Sauce.
And how often do you get to be at the forefront of creating a product and tailor make it?
Not very often.
For your taste?
No. I mean, no. Actually, no. I was just thinking about all the sauces I made in my past. No, never. Never have I ever made a sauce. So you're right. You're spot on. So 131060. We need a vibe. We need to know what it should taste like, maybe what particular ingredients you would like to see in it, maybe what ingredients you don't want in it. Let's start with Britt in Bunbury. Hey, Britt.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Britt. All right, hit us. What have you got?
Barbecue sauce and mayonnaise mixed together.
Oh, that is, I love that on like a breakfast roll.
Now, Britt, I love the idea.
Wait, don't come for Britt. What's wrong?
I'm not coming, Britt. I'm not coming
for
Britt.
That's a great idea. Barbecue sauce and mayo.
But can you imagine going to Shay, who is like the king of flavor, and being like, just get a bit of barbecue sauce, just get a bit of mayo, mix it together, and we're good to go.
I like it.
I mean, it's simple. It's simple. But I feel like let's just add a few more ingredients.
No, but like, I mean, that's just the base. We can add a little bit. Like,
that's what I mean. Like, it's a good starting point, Britt.
No, but that's a good idea. I like Britt. You know what? I think that's a great idea. You're my favorite idea so far. Okay, Britt?
Thank you.
I do question if it could go off. Like, if it splits, you know, once you add barbecue sauce, the acidity of that with mayo, it might split. Anyway, that's a chat for an expert. Let's go to Anne-Marie in Donnybrook. What idea have you got for our breakfast sauce?
Oh, yes. Are we making it from scratch?
Scratch, baby.
Okay. Well, I've been making sauce for years, and I think the top ingredients, definitely tomato.
Okay.
Okay, yep.
Definitely onion.
Okay, I love yeah. onion, yes.
And because I'm from Donnybrook, I think, and the apple festival's this weekend.
We would apple we need in
to
it.
Put, we need to put apple in it. Because okay. that cuts your sugar out, because you were worried about the sugar last week.
Yeah, we were, yeah. But then, you know yeah. what, I've had a little bit of a good week, so I'm happy for the sugar now.
But we still have to add sugar, but I think chili, because chili will wake everyone up
That's
in the morning.
That's a good call.
Now, chili's good, but chili is controversial, Anne-Marie, like getting the proportions right.
Yeah, you don't Thanks. Want it too spicy, right? Oh, she's gone.
5:30.
Oh, see ya. Bye. Have a good one, Anne-Marie. Let's go to Kelly in Bunbury. What do you think should be in the breakfast sauce?
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, Kelly.
So to add to Anne-Marie's ingredients on the tomato base, I would add anchovies for that salt texture.
Oh, yum.
And then I'm not really Italian, but I like the Italian food, so I would chuck in olives as well.
This is a very controversial
that
idea, but I love
so
it.
So controversial,
I would eat
Kelly.
That, but
wow.
Anchovies.
And olives to a tomato base.
Oh, that sounds really good
also,
to me.
Also, like anchovies. Like
for breakfast.
How will that come out of the bottle, those little fish? Like, that's weird.
Grind them up.
No!
I know you're not from WA, Carly, but we don't get our anchovies out of a bottle. They come in a nice tin. Or you can catch some. We love you guys. Have a great day.
Let's go to Lisa in Albany. What do you think should be in our sauce? Lisa.
Chili.
Chili.
Oh, chili, yes.
Definitely
yep.
chili, yeah. You can
chili?
Never go with
yeah.
Chili in the morning. I
mean, yeah. Everyone,
a lot of people that I know love their chili.
Well, it is a bit chilly in the morning in Albany.
So. All right. Well, there you go. There's some great ideas. Thank you very much, Lisa. We'll get moving.
That was so chaotic.
I liked it. I think there's one universal ingredient everyone has kind of landed on, and that is chili.
Yeah,
just not too
that
much.
That makes me nervous.
I don't want to have the runs. You know what I mean?
I feel like we're going to have to get the proportions right with the chili.
Okay. Well,
so wait, have we just landed on one ingredient from all of that?
Well, I think chili is definitely, and...
Please not anchovies.
Well, we'll chat to Shay from Gods of Sauces.
Well, at least I learned something in that segment.
You're it.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan, I've been trying to get a little bit fitter, move my body a little bit more.
Yeah, same.
I feel like we're always in a process.
Hey, the other day, instead of the elevator, you know what I did? No, I did the elevator. Oh, no. I was thinking about the stairs, but I didn't do it. Okay, anyway.
But, yeah, I'm just trying to be a little bit more fitter. So I've found this like YouTube channel that I like, and I've been doing these like little home workouts. But I realize like one thing that I just am not well-versed in, I don't know much about, is the activewear world.
See, I thought I was almost certain you were going to say coordination.
Too.
Yeah.
But I wanted just to get like comfortable clothes to work out in. And my shock and horror when I went to activewear stores at the prices.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, oh my God. And also it's a whole world.
Correct.
Like it's actually quite overwhelming because you want to be really comfortable. You want to have support. Like there's just so much going on there.
I made the mistake once of looking at the price because I do most of the washing in the house and I was washing six pairs of Lorna Jane tights. I'm like, how much are these worth? And I Googled it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I nearly fell over.
Yeah. But my friend was wearing Lorna Jane's the other day and I said to her, oh God, must be nice. And she said, no, no, no. I get a lot of my activewear from the op shop. She goes, it's actually a great place. You get so much new with tags on because people have that inspiration, probably what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Don't end up working out and then just donate a lot of it.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, perfect. So yeah. I went down to my local op shop and there was like a whole section dedicated to activewear, right?
Yep.
Now, Lululemon is a top brand.
It
is. Expensive stuff, right? $9 for a top. Put it on. Fit perfectly, pretty much brand new.
Okay, I thought, that's great.
Great, ring it up. Price is right. It was comfortable, amazing. And then I thought, all right, I'm going to need some tights. Now, one thing I wanted from the tights was like kickability. You want to be able to kick your legs up, fling yourself about, pink style. So I thought, what I'm going to do, Alan, I'm not even kidding. I'm in the change room doing high kicks. I'm like, these are good.
Just out of curiosity, is this the same change room that you got stuck in a wedding dress in?
No, they know me there. Let's just say that. Someone was.
She's in again, guys. Someone stand by the door. Yeah. She might need some help.
Betty, I love you. She knows how unhinged I am. She knows my also love of porcelain, so we spent a lot of time talking about that. But anyway, So I'm in the change room doing high kicks and everything.
How big is the change room?
Not big enough. Anyway, I've got a very sore foot. So I put them on. I'm like, these are great. Just plain black tights. Now,
oh, cool.
I look at the label on the band because it's all about labels with activewear, you know.
Yeah.
And so I look at the label and it says 2X whatever. So I Google it and these tights are very expensive tights and they're new with tags on, right?
Oh, that's great.
So I'm like, perfect. So, sorry, it didn't have the tag on, but it was pretty much new.
Okay.
So I'm like, these are great. Look brand new. Everything's good. Then I turn around and I look at the butt and it felt a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, this is why they're so expensive. They've got, because it had like what felt like a butt pocket, but you couldn't actually put anything in there. And I thought, oh, this is to stop booty sweat.
Okay.
So if you sit down on something, I thought, great.
Yeah.
That's probably why they retail so high.
Yeah.
I thought, ring them up.
I mean, I could do with a pair of those right now.
Yeah.
I'm very sweaty in the butt.
Go home with my little purchases. Then I went to wear them a couple days later after I've put them through the wash, pick them up, and I'm looking at the tights. I'm like, something doesn't look right about them. Like, I just felt like the butt part was kind of just looking a little off.
I have no idea where you're going with
this. So I put them on. And I turn around and I'm just going to show you, Alan.
No, I don't want to see your butt.
Look, I've got the tights on, but this is what it looked like. And I thought,
what is this, photo you're showing me?
A bit weird.
Are you flexing?
And anyway,
what is this?
So then Russell, he knows about the fitness world,
yeah, he works in the gym.
So I take them off and I show him and I said, hey, what's this feature? Like, what's going on with the butt here with these tights? And he goes, Carly, they are for your crutch and they're men's tights.
You know what? When you showed me the photo, I literally thought you had them on backwards.
I did. I had them on backwards. And it looks like I'm wearing a nappy. I can't go out in public like this. I almost did. I almost walked around my neighborhood like that. But I was like, they feel a bit off. Something feels a bit off. So anyway, guys, I tried to be a fit person. But you know what? If the uniform doesn't fit.
Did you try them on the right way around at least? Get a little high kick in them, you know? It'd be great. So,
well, at least somewhere to put your keys, I guess, when you're at the gym.
Are we putting that photo up on the Alan and Carly Facebook group?
No, people don't need that.
I think we should.
It's very confronting.
I think we should put it up.
We don't need it.
We put it up.
But anyway, guys, just a word of warning.
Nah, let's get the picture up.
Don't Alan bother Carly trying Facebook to work out.
Get breakfast with Alan and Carly.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.